Australia's Indigenous Affairs Minister Mal Brough today introduced a package of new laws into Australia's National Parliament as part of a government plan to seize control of Aboriginal communities and combat alcohol and child sex abuse. The laws will give the government power to take control of Aboriginal lands in the Northern Territory, place bans on alcohol and pornography, and stop courts from considering customary law when imposing penalties for violent crimes. Catholic chaplain and Indigenous Australian Father Asaeli Ras is sceptical of the government's aggressive policy.
There's been a lot of questions on the details of the federal government's proposal. And so right now in Central Australia, things are not looking good.
What are some of the reasons why there is such a problem, though, of alcohol abuse, drug abuse among the Indigenous people?
The situation exists due to a combination of factors. Firstly, this is the ongoing impact of colonization. Personally, I feel it's a failure of governments to actively involve Aboriginal elders. People tend to ignore the cultural worldview of Indigenous people. And there is also the lack of recognition of their own diversity here and lack of support for the community-based Aboriginal organizations that are going on in town. There's also, of course, the poverty, inadequate housing and the health services in Alice Springs.